Today, Be'ezra Hashem, we learned of Ayin Hei Masechet Ksubos. Some of the topics we learn about include Rava's explanation for the contradiction of Holcha Etzal Chacham V'Hetira. When a Chacham subsequently nullifies the Neder, does the Kedushin become effective? The case of Hayiba Mumin V'Oid B'Vesavia. He gave Kedushin and subsequently discovered that she has Mumin while she was still in her father's home prior to Nisun. The case of Nichnasa L'Rishus Habal. The women were discovered when she entered her husband's domain after Nisun. The explanations for these cases regarding our initial assumption for the women's appearance. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include Misha Shanazu Le Shanazu. The Reisha and Seifa are two different opinions. Kan Nimtzu Kan Hoyu. When an occurrence is discovered in a specific location, we assume that it always existed in this location. Machlokes Reb Gamliel Reb Yeshua. The Mishnah mentions a case of one who married a Besula and did not find Dam Besula. She claims, Misher Stani Nanasti, that she was a Besula at the time of Kedushin, but was coerced after Kedushin, in which Kesubasa Masayim, she's entitled to a full Kesuba of 200 Zuz. While he claims, Loi, Keela Ashulai Aristich, that perhaps she was not a Besula at the time of Kedushin, because she cohabited before Kedushin, in which Ein Lo Kesuba Masayim. Her claim has an advantage of Cheskes Aguf. Being that she initially had Besulim from birth, there is a Cheskes Aguf that the Besulim were continuously with her until a known change. Since she claims Mishiristani, the Besulim were removed later after Erisin, while he claims Achalei Restich, the Besulim were removed earlier after Erisin, the Cheskes Aguf supports that the Besulim were only removed at the later time. This applies to the case of Mumin as well. Being that she initially did not have Mumin from birth, there is a Cheskes Aguf that she continuously did not have Mumin until a known change. His claim has an advantage of Cheskes Mumin. He is Muchzik, he possesses the Ksuba money, while she has a disadvantage of being the Maitzi, she wants to extract money, and HaMaitzi Mechaveir Olav Haraya. Rimlil says that she is entitled to a full Ksuba because her advantage of Cheskes Aguf overrides his advantage of Muchzik. Rabbi Shu disagrees and says that she is not entitled to a full kesuba because his advantage of muhsik overrides her advantage of cheskes haguf.